I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, if you can hear me over
yes,
the construction.
I can. You were at the Gateway Film Center where they're building a new restaurant, the Torpedo Room.
Oh.
It is that time of year, John, where heading into Oscar season,
yep.
Everybody is making their 10 best lists. So we have a couple for you, and I just thought we could bounce off.
Let's do that.
Each other and see who's right, who's wrong, and what we still need to see.
The magazine of record is Entertainment Weekly,
mm-hmm.
and their December 13th issue, which surprises me because they've got a couple more weeks to do the year, but they did.
Yeah,
they,
well, they've already seen everything that's coming out this year, except The Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Nobody has seen
and
that
yet. And they do not mention her either.
Oh, these Spike Jonze movies.
Yes, which is a comer.
Yeah.
So you
have Entertainment Weekly, and I have the New York Film Critics Circle Awards for this year.
Well, it's interesting to see what EW presents as their number one, 12 Years a Slave, which is not going to be a big surprise to anybody.
No, New York Film Critics have picked American Hustle as the best picture.
And right now, those two are going neck to neck.
Right, but the best director here on the Film Critics Circle Awards is 12 Years a Slave. Steve McQueen is best director. Now, that's always the sticking point, right? But when at the Academy... And the Academy Awards, everybody always wonders why. How can you split those two?
Let's get into this. You and I have had this argument for 5 years.
I know. I think you ignore it. You know, it's a different thing.
I know you. Are.
I always say the best picture is the best package. The big package.
And you're right in that respect. It is artistically, this is a collaborative effort.
Yeah.
For third place in EW's 10,
mm-hmm.
Before Midnight.
Yeah.
The next critic in EW gives that the number one spot. It's chatty. You know, Ethan Hawke, Julie mm-hmm. Delpy, married with two children.
Right.
They are going through some of the struggles that people who have been married for a few years go through.
Decidedly absent from this list is Gravity. You know what I love to see on this list? Robert Redford won Best Actor for All Is Lost.
I did see that, and that is just a sentimental award because he is not Best Actor at all.
He's not.
You don't find in there anywhere an award for Captain Phillips?
No awards for Captain Phillips. The ship's medical crew is attending to him. He's going into shock. That is a stunning piece of screen
acting.
It sure
is. And that's what I call Oscar baiting.
Yeah, well...
He goes through the film in a very competent, as you said, very competent way. And in the end, we get this burst of passionate acting. Let's look once again at All Is Lost. You talked about him as the Best Actor nominee. This is a film that appears on the EW list.
Yeah.
And I think it's worthy of that, if mm-hmm. only because it tests your ability to sit through a film that has very little dialogue.
Well, in the same way that Before Midnight tests your ability to sit through a movie that is only dialogue.
Exactly.
So what's the problem? Words can be incredibly hypnotic and interesting, right? All Is Lost, which is the Robert Redford shipwrecked movie, is the opposite cinematic approach.
You know, that brings up a very important point to me.
Yeah.
I'm a word person,
mm-hmm.
so naturally I like Before Midnight very much. But motion pictures are visual,
mm-hmm.
and when you accent the visual as you do in All Is Lost, you're getting that side of it to a full degree.
Yeah.
So if you like movies, you can like either film.
Right.
Whether you like Inside Llewyn Davis or not, which appears in Gleiberman's 10th spot,
right.
is another question. Coen Brothers, got to see it.
Mm-hmm. That wins New York Film Critics Best Cinematographer Award.
Okay.
And not much else. The big winner here is American Hustle.
Yeah.
Best Picture, Best Screenplay, Best Supporting Actress. Best Actress here, you ready for this one?
Cate Blanchett.
It is.
All right.
For Blue Jasmine.
Of course.
That's wrong. So maybe these guys
what do you want, Judi Dench? Who are you promoting?
I'm not sure.
It's Woody Allen. You're very persnickety about Woody Allen. World War Z?
All right.
Isn't that a surprise?
It comes as quite a shock.
Prisoners.
Oh, yeah. That was one of their best pictures of the year?
Yep. Number 9, American Hustle, which seems to be maybe the top seeded at this point, at least mm-hmm. from the list that we have, also has an homage, almost insulting, and that's to Deer Hunter.
Oh, is that right?
It has a scene in the beginning where Christian Bale's character is going out to hunt a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, as far as I remember, a replica of Deer Hunter. So movies are referring to other movies,
yeah.
and I guess we can't take too much to task for doing that.
It's the language of the art.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.